You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Get those tickets for the all-day Ag Outlook. That's coming up the 7th day of March at the Beef House. The cost is just $30. You can do it online at willag.org or 800-898-1065. We're now joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start in the Western Corn Belt today. It's been pretty warm there. What do we know about conditions for the hard red winter wheat growing regions?
Well, most of the hard red winter wheat country has experienced some incredibly warm weather in the past week. Late last Friday and Saturday, we saw temperatures in the 80s and 90s occurring across the region, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, for areas in Oklahoma and Texas where temperatures finally crossed over the threshold for crop development in the soil. And so a little bit of greening was possible at that point, but the ground was still somewhat on the dry side. And then along came Monday into Tuesday, and we had widespread rain across those areas, and that greened up the crop right away. And now we've got ourselves about a week to 10 days worth of steady early season crop development possible here from Oklahoma into Texas. That's going to raise some concern because, as you know, it's only the 15th of February. That leaves a lot of time for crops to get into trouble with frost and freezes. But for the next 10 days, there is no such threat out there in those two states. Now, some of the central plains have also warmed up pretty notably, but we are seeing nightly freezes occurring and will continue in the high plains region in particular. So I don't think we'll get too far ahead of the game out there. A little greening will occur, but nothing in the way of substantial crop development.
Anything to report from South America this week?
Argentina is going back into more rainy weather. It looks like starting tomorrow and going into Saturday, we'll have a band of very heavy rain occur right across the heart of corn and soybean country and extend into Uruguay. This event will produce multiple inches of rain once again. It looks like there is a risk of some flooding. The highest potential for flooding, though, is in an area that was already flooded once this year. And so the end result of that should not be big on hurting production any further. We've already taken into account the losses from the previous flood event. There may be a few fields that get added into it, but it's not going to be very significant. And then after that, next week in Argentina, we're going to see rain shift a little further to the south and focus on the key sunseed producing areas. And there's a lot of crop there that's ready to be harvested. And putting rain in there over multiple days is going to reduce the quality of that crop in addition to delaying the harvest itself. So we're a little bit concerned about that. In Brazil, you know, the biggest soybean-producing state is Mato Grosso, and it has had way too much rain here recently. They are going to see some improving weather as we go from the weekend into next week, but for right now, they've got some flooding conditions, and they've been harvesting the crop with tremendous amounts of moisture in it because they need to get the second-season crop in the ground. So it's going to cost them a lot of money and time at doing the business this way. So hopefully they'll dry down a little bit more next week.
Okay, thanks so much, Drew. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
You bet. Have yourself a good afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can join us on the 7th day of March over at the Beef House. You get your tickets online. They're just $30 at willag.org.